Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. And you know, we're a day off of this nation's birthday. We're 2 days, though, off of.
Since the news. The big news.
The big news. And what a fucking shit show. I apologize for starting this off with some curse words. But what a shit show. We're supposed to be celebrating the country and you guys pull this shit on us, get us going an emergency podcast, and then you like come out and you use your words very carefully to craft a narrative, and then you ask for privacy, and then on the fourth you post photos together as if we're not supposed to ask questions.
Okay.
How dare
so
you?
Basically, we did an emergency pod. It's about 30 minutes. It's literally like 90 minutes after the story broke. We basically did as much chaotic research as we could. AKA went on TikTok and put in Kyle Richards and Morgan Wade. And that was the research we did. But at the time after the pod, this was released. And both Kyle and Mo put this down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And action.
In regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue.
The article said separating, Kyle.
However, yes, we have had a rough year, the most challenging of our marriage, but we both love and respect each other tremendously. There's been no wrongdoing on anyone's part. What do you think that means? They're allowed to do what they wanted to do. They're on a break. I feel like they're on a break.
Well, they're not divorced. Let's finish it and then we'll discuss. Yeah. Keep going.
Although we are in the public eye, we ask to be able to work through our issues privately. While it may be entertaining to speculate, please do not create false stories to fit a further salacious narrative. Thank you for the love and support, Kyle and Mauricio.
Comments turned off on both. Absolutely. I just find it interesting, the choice of words, because people are like, oh, see, they're not getting divorced. They never said that. People article never said they were. They said separated. Right. And you know, I don't even think they're legally separated. I think they're taking a break from their marriage.
I think they're on a break. I think they're not sleeping in the same room. They're under the same roof. I mean, Portia's 15. The other girl that lives there, they have two other. How many rooms is the house? Sophia.
That's a pretty big house. Yeah. I think
so.
I think
everyone has their own rooms.
They also have like the pool house. Maybe that's where Mauricio is all up late in.
He's in the casita.
Yeah. Who knows? It's just, to me, is like the wording is like, okay, first off, she could ask for privacy. Sure. But I'm like, okay, let's talk about what she said, though. Right. Like you said, okay, there's no wrongdoing on anyone's part. Maybe because they've been open and honest, as Kyle likes to request of people. She's been open and honest with Mauricio.
I have so many questions, because are they currently filming the Netflix show right now?
I believe that's also over, and they were doing interviews like a month or so ago, like to do like the talking heads with the episodes. But I believe that's season two is over with that as well.
I'm going to have a hard time if I'm watching two shows, Beverly Hills and whatever the Netflix show is called. I watched the first season.
Beverly Hills.
If we are not addressing this, and this is like, if they're pretending their marriage is fine, I know Kyle
they
wasn't
said that
really
they are. Mauricio said that it's been brought up on the Housewives, and that they have to address it this season. But I want those cameras up.
I feel like we're just going to be lied to, though. You know, like,
well we're Beverly not Hills even... is all about gaslighting. That's a constant theme since season one, by the way, is we are being gaslit. Someone on the cast is being gaslit. Multiple people are being gaslit. Like, gaslighting, as Rinna said, gaslighter.
I just feel like the whole season's going to be a giant lie.
And you feel and like I'm that's not a big down F with you that. As a viewer.
I do. I'm just like, if you're, I understand wanting to keep some things close to home, but I mean, reality.
What happens when Morgan shows up on the show?
I know she's definitely in the show 100%. I know that for a fact.
Now, if I'm,
Kyle says, you better watch during their Amazon Live.
Now, if I'm the editors, I am Vanderpump Rulesing this and going back in, and I am looking for signs, and I'm going to drop little Easter eggs for the audience. Oh, you guys want to lie to us? Well, as an editor, I'm not going to let that happen.
I also am making a prediction because Pump closed this week as well. They did like their finale party. Guarantee you, I think LVP and Ken will talk in their kitchen about this breakup.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
Okay. I'm going to say
I think they're going to literally
not have Kyle be part of her show.
I think she's going to be like, that's really sad to hear. I think that's going to come up.
No, I disagree. Kyle's never been a part of that. Kyle's never been a part of VPR. I don't think like Lisa's going to let like that sort of thing. Now, will we maybe hear a goodbye, Kyle, in the background? Maybe, perhaps. And then maybe that's the recognition of it.
I think it's super interesting. Nobody is commenting about this. Brandi Glanville won't comment about it. Like, none of the housewives have said a thing. I know Tammy Sue and Teddy are recording on Friday, and I just am so curious how Teddy is going to answer Tamara's questions.
Is Tamara doing it, though? Because I thought Tamara was taking this season off because she's not talking about Orange County, and that's the only
thing. Cynthia Bailey and Teddy will recap Orange County.
Okay, so no Tamara.
Then Tammy and Teddy will be talking, doing Q&A, and talking about the latest news. So they're going to address it. I'll just be very curious.
Still not going to listen.
I will. So I'm very curious how she's going to approach it. But literally, also, but
what would you say? I guess like what would Teddy's like one of Kyle's right. very good friends. What would she say though? Like I was thinking about it. And I'm like,
she's going to say they had a hard year. They're kind of in
going to just
places,
reread the message that they put
in
out
different
there.
Places right now, and they're working through it.
Yeah, I love them as a couple. They're a couple goals. Edwin and I have always looked up to Kyle and Mo. Mm-hmm. I know that they can get through whatever it is that they need to get through. And Kyle needs to do what's best for her.
Right. And of course, Bethany Frankel had to weigh in. I'm like, Bethany?
For someone who hates the housewives so much, she's always got an effing opinion. What'd she say?
She basically was like, I mean, 27 years together, that's remarkable, good for them, and like whatever they choose to do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I have zero information, okay?
Yeah.
Stop talking.
You guys stopped following each other long ago. You partied with when you were in your 20s, your Paris Hilton's babysitter. We're done.
Exactly.
Please leave.
Okay, let's talk about these Aspen photos. Because then Mauricio decides on the 4th of July to put up about 10 different photos about Independence Day. Because we knew they were in Aspen together. People saw them out to lunch the day it broke.
What the hell, I think that was Mauricio wearing? I think it was one of Kyle's from Kemosabe.
I think they've stayed since the wedding, you know, vacationing, just staying out their mountain home.
So the first photo, nice, simple. Like, the thing is, none of these photos spell to me happiness. They look forced. They look uncomfortable. Like, the first one is like Mauricio, Kyle, Portia, Alexia. And I want to say this guy was on the Buying Beverly Hills show.
It's her boyfriend.
Okay. Then we've got planes overhead, a nice little video. Okay, great. Then we've got a little parade. Look, guys, we're just a cute little family watching the Aspen Day parade, you know? And more. Look at this. Ha ha. White water rafting, but it's on a parade float. And then it's Kyle, Storm, and Mauricio. Storm in the middle. Kyle looking uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can see he's wearing his ring. You can't quite tell if she's wearing a ring.
She's been hiding that ring forever. And it's like, to me, and then you've got, then it's Alexia and then her boyfriend, a photo. Then it's Mauricio, Portia, and Storm. Then it's Alexia, Portia, and Storm. Then it's Storm.
Then it's interesting. She put up a story later on from the day, and she's wearing like black jeans and black cowboy boots. And before, she's wearing white jeans. So, I mean, I think they watched the parade and then they went home and changed. But oh, yeah, they're trying.
Thank you for that detail.
They're trying. Well, they're trying to create this like united front wherever they may be. And now I'm hearing in the press too, like the emotional affair. I do think she lost weight from stress, to be honest. Yeah. I really do. I think they were going to the same trainer, working out together. I think I'm very curious what Kyle's going to say of why she started the sobriety journey. I think there's way more to that story. Was there something?
I think a lot happened with her friend that passed away. I think there's a defining moment in Kyle's life where she said, I need to get my shit together and I need to figure out.
Did she have a really bad night out? Like something weird happened? You know what I mean?
No, I think her friend passing, I think really turned, I think like, really made her, maybe, but I think something here's scared the thing. Her. Morgan Wade, I know the signs are there and everything points to, but I'm still figuring out. I'm making an excuse for every sign that's there. I don't think I believe, because then I start thinking about too, like, okay, the body language from the wedding was interesting with Farrah. Like, she's not tagging Kyle, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But you can't tag Kyle.
Yes, people have been able to tag her. Our Bravo chat group showed it. I think she.
How come we can't?
Because she doesn't like us.
No, I don't think so. I think she has specific, like, weird tagging rules.
Okay. Well, it's affecting us, but I think her own daughter could probably tag her. I think that's like allowed. Anyways, Morgan Wade is like 20.
Oh, wait. You also can't tag Morgan Wade.
Okay.
From our account.
Why were you trying to tag her?
I don't know. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her right now. That Psychopath song, I've memorized every single word. I'm in love with that song. Her album drops at the end of this month. I think it's like August 28th or something. I love Morgan Wade now.
Well, they do say no publicity is bad publicity. Any publicity is good publicity over here. But Morgan's like 28 years old.
She's cool.
This was Mauricio, though, dating. Kyle's 54. Morgan Wade's 28 years old. Like, it just, like, imagine if the roles were reversed and it was Mauricio and all of a sudden he's dating a 28-year-old. Like, imagine, like, the, like, up in arms that people would be. Like, I don't know. There's something about, I really think.
He's had some side pieces many times.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. I think that there's something deeper within, like, her sobriety.
No, I agree. I think I'm buying this emotional connection, the sobriety thing. I think she like loves her music. I think Morgan, I'm mesmerized by Morgan Wade myself.
Okay. Michael, watch out and lock it down. You might want to move that wedding date up a little soon.
You guys, new album drops August 25th.
Why don't you
25th.
See if she's available for your wedding?
Oh God. The Psychopath song. It's been a song killer in my home for the last 2 days.
Mary's literally been like, Courtney, She's got some hits. The music. She's like, I can't stop listening to it. It's like, ma'am, go outside and touch some grass. It's the 4th of July. She's like, I can't stop.
I like played it for my dad. I played it for my dad.
Oh my God. What did he say?
I picked him up for the Nevada 4th of July parade, 10 a.m.
I was going to ask, tell us about your 4th.
And he picked him up and I was like, and he's like, so what's the deal? Oh. I was like, with what? And he's like, that's
you know.
He was like, yeah, something happened. Like someone's getting divorced or something. I was like, oh, Kyle and Mauricio.
He's pretending he doesn't know, right? Like someone in the sphere of Bravo, something or another. And he's like, Kylie Manske and Kyle, Kyle Richards.
He's not good with names like me, but he knows the
story.
He's
like, that John Turturro.
And then I'm like, well, supposedly I'm like word on the street. I'm like, listen to our song, Dad. And he's like, oh my God. Like, he's like, please.
You're like
stop.
Looking for lyrics, like meaning in the lyrics.
Like I was convincing myself that this.
She keeps song. You guys. Mary just keeps messaging. She goes, I buy it. I 100. They are together. I 100% buy it. There was an emotional affair. Now they are. I can't believe anything else but them being together.
I was literally, I'm like, wait, when did this song come out? I'm like, was this written for Kyle? Like it's a love song.
Like Mary is like that Charlie Day meme where he's got like the pictures all up on the wall with the red yarn that's going from point to point to point. And like, that's just Mary trying to like solve this mystery.
It's a powerful song. I mean, maybe it was written for Kyle. I don't know. And maybe it's just
it feels like it might have been written for you.
I'm obsessed with it. It's called, literally called Psychopath. And it's like, it's about like sitting in a bar and drinking coffee black. And you look at me and you laugh because I'm a psychopath. And then it's about.
Wow, you have the lyrics memorized. You've listened to it that many times.
You were born a wild child. It says that in the song.
You're nailing it. You're doing really good.
It's honestly, have you listened to the song yet?
No, I don't care to. I don't like country music, and Morgan Wade's not going to start me on country music.
You're missing out. But anyways, great 4th. I got recognized at the parade by a fan. Shout out. She's a teacher as well. Loved it.
So not the grand marshal, though. Still just your grand marshal.
I will say, I think there was less people participants in the parade. I loved the bagpipers, probably my favorite act. They came into Finnegan's 3 times and played. It was just a jolly good time. And then we barbecued at my parents and swam, hot tubs, burgers, dogs, spinach dip, clam dip, cheesecake. I mean, true.
What'd
American
you make?
Pigs in a blanket. I made my pasta salad.
Amazing.
Mac salad. Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
I love that. How many people
and
were
you?
There?
19.
Wow. That's a party.
It was.
That's a party. How fun.
It was all family pretty much.
I love that for you. That sounds like a blast. And then how many times did you play the Morgan Wade song for everybody?
I didn't feel like it was the vibe. It's kind of
that's where the vibe was cut off. Yeah.
It was like, you know,
you didn't want anyone to take that journey with you.
I mean, my sister Kelly and I, we are on the Morgan Wade journey. We're obsessed.
I mean, you guys know Mary will be front row for that concert.
She's coming to Monterey in October. I'm pretty tempted, let's just say.
Like, I just see the fandom going up.
I know. I'm excited for her. She's cool. I think she has a good story. Like, she has Tourette's too. She is 6 years sober. She has Tourette's.
As well as you?
No,
sorry. The way you worded it, like Tourette's too. I was like, oh,
no. I just think it's interesting. I like her sober journey. She's been sober 6 years.
Look, you're obsessed. You understand why Kyle fell in love with her. If that's the case, is what you're saying.
Her next tattoo is going to be Eminem. Morgan and Mary.
But it's going to be like the Lisa Rinna green Eminem.
Sure. how was your 4th?
My 4th was good. I pivoted last minute and I went down to Huntington Beach for a little bit. Huntington Beach has the biggest parade the west of the Mississippi.
Stop. How many blocks?
Oh, like it goes all the way down Main Street. It's very big. Like my mom used to live in the area. Like she used to live on one of the streets that was like a staging area. Like they take over blocks. It's like a big deal down there.
No,
like,
I mean, they shut down Novato.
Yeah, Okay. I'm just saying this is like, no, but I'm saying like this, do they do like in your town, in Novato too, like in Huntington, they have like a specific day and time that if you cannot before, it's like midnight at like July 2nd.
Putting out your chairs.
Yes. And you can chalk up your area or whatever, you
know?
Okay, yeah. You can also show up the day of and be just fine sitting there at the streetlight. Like,
you mean the streets are lined with Tommy Bahama chairs? Yeah, I get it.
Oh no, this is like caution tape. We've got the chalk marking. I know what you're saying. Yes.
Like literally they're just all Tommy Bahama chairs. It's hilarious.
Oh no, people get bleachers here.
Oh,
they literally rent bleachers.
I guess like, it's the biggest.
Well, it's the biggest west of Mississippi, which leads me to ask, what's east? What's the biggest east of the Mississippi? I'd like to know that. I'd like to know. Anyways, that's a food for thought there. But then, you know, we had a little cookout there. My mom does her my favorite thing, and she always laughs because she's like, Courtney, I cannot make this pasta salad for you because if I make this pasta salad for you, you will eat it in all one sitting, which I'm like, rude. Also true.
Okay, what's in it?
So she does like the curly pasta.
Yeah, I do that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she'll like finely chop up
red,
orange and yellow bell peppers. I guess
so far same exact recipe.
Oh my god, two ingredients of the same
celery
cucumbers?
Celery? I okay, use celery.
No celery. Okay. Cucumbers. We get tomatoes in there. Sometimes a little onion, just depends.
Red onion or green?
Red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little feta cheese.
Okay. So it's a Greek salad a little bit.
Sure, but it's pasta. And then red wine vinaigrette is the key to put it all together.
Sure.
It's delicious. It's my favorite thing that she
makes. Sounds great.
And she asked me what I had wanted when I said I was going to come down there. And I said, you know, we cooked a tri-tip, whatever. And then I said, I'm not going to ask her for the pasta salad. I'm not going to ask her for it. She still made it.
Oh, you didn't even ask. She just knew.
That little don. So then,
did you ever make this for yourself?
No.
Oh.
I mean, no. It wouldn't be the same. It would not be the same. Yeah, you know, it's got the touch. It has a little love into that. So then after I went to the MLS game at the Rose Bowl, and I got to tell you, like towards the end of the day, I was like, oh gosh, I'm tired because, you know, it's hot. Too long of a day. So much fun. Had a blast. Good.
Who won?
Had a great time. LA Galaxy beat LAFC, who were actually favored to win the game. But
Terry was there. Terry.
I know. I actually meant to text Lauren and I forgot. So I did think about that. But it was really fun. And then we actually ended up leaving like 5 minutes before. I don't know if any of you have ever gone to anything at the Rose Bowl, but it's surrounded by a golf course and they literally use the golf course to park cars. But like, it's
hard to get out of.
The Rose Bowl has like two exits and two entrances. Like it's very like hectic. Mm-hmm. So like 5 minutes left, I was like, this game is fun. We got to go. And we like booked it because we were literally parked. My watch went off, you know, like, oh, it looks like you're walking. You want to record this workout? By the time I got in my car, it was a mile. I was in parking lot four. Parking lot four. So, but then we ended up getting out really fast. And, you know, I might have missed the fireworks, but I got them all on the ride home. There's somebody who's literally doing an entire show. Like we hit the finale. It was like right over the freeway. And I was like, okay, like this it's a little scary driving in those fireworks. And I was also very nervous about drunk drivers.
Yeah.
On my exit off the freeway, there was a huge accident. It just made me so sad because it was on the off ramp thinking, man, they were so close to being home. You know, everyone seemed okay, thankfully, but like, you know,
Uber and Lyft.
Well, I'm not saying anybody was like drunk. It just,
I think it was kind of alluded that. Yeah.
No, I wasn't trying to allude to that. I was just saying there was a big accident I'm saying like, it was probably from watching the fireworks because they're literally right above and you're like, you know, it happened to
distracted.
Yeah, distraction. Totally. I really wasn't thinking drunk driving. But yeah. And then it was like trying to explain to like my friends too, about like the Kyla Mauricio thing. And they're like, well, they said that it's not happening. I was like, you guys don't understand semantics and wording. It's very important.
It's definitely happening. I mean, they're definitely having a hard time.
Yeah. Also,
but
today,
I still predict that they'll never actually get divorced.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that they'll get divorced. I think marital assets are like they have no prenup because they were like neither of them were really, you know, Kyle was kind of the
they've been rich together. They've been poor together. He worked in the garment district.
I have a theory, too.
OK, sure.
I think that whatever is going on, this whole thing has been in Kyle's control. And Mauricio, like, he was doing a lot of fucking around and he finally found out. And I think it's Mauricio trying to hold on to this.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I think he likes the family life. I think in his eyes of being the only man in this family of women, he's the king, you know, he's got it good there. I mean, realistically, he has Kyle's entire family to thank for the career that he has now at the agency, since he, you know, went from Hilton and Highland. He got a job there. Then he, you know, did the agency. So like, he's got it pretty good. And I need to know what the hell Kim Richards is thinking.
Maurice, what is the next thing drop about this? Because I mean, we were so the Scandoval. They were all commenting.
March 3rd, it gets released. Lala. July 3rd. What's with the 3rd in Bravo? September 3rd. Expect something.
But I'm just curious, what's going to be the next major revelation or...
I think what's going to happen is going to die down a little bit. Something else is going to happen. Some other Bravo-lup's going to do something stupid and we'll be distracted for a minute. Then when the season starts to be promo for the season for both shows, it's going to come up again.
I think Kathy's going to say something.
I think Kyle is going to be very cautious. I say this and then she's going to like show me up and then tomorrow do it. I do not think we'll see a lot of Morgan and Kyle's photos in the next interim.
They're not going to be using the trainer together this week.
No, I think that they are. I think we're not going to see it. What I'm saying is I think that she's going to pull back a little bit of Morgan on her social. And I think we're going to get this narrative of a happy family for a little bit. Or just like Kyle not posting a lot. Or like, I think they're going to try to bury it.
But they've actually been posting more. She isn't super, you know, because I'm a story watcher. She doesn't post so much. So...
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think they're going to do this narrative of like a family and blah, blah, blah. I mean, who's the source? Who's the source that gave this story to People Magazine?
You made a pretty good story of your thoughts on the sources. The Maloof.
I'm not going to lie. I ate a gummy bear. And I started having some thoughts on who this damn source was. And I was like, I literally texted Mary. I said, somebody stop me.
I was like, please like, keep going. Like throwing out some ideas. I was like, chicken salad.
Who is the source? It started with just a casual LVP. Yeah. No, it's not LVP. Alison Dubois. No, it could be Alison Dubois. Is it Witchy Poo Carlton? She's casting a spell on the Umanskis. Is it the morally corrupt source of Faye Resnick?
No.
Was it Storm? Storm knows things. Was the accidental source of Kathy Hilton?
I really do think it could be someone in Kathy's camp.
She was like, she saw, like Kathy Hilton saw Garcelle. I was like, Kyle!
I
thought you were with your girlfriend Morgan. And Garcelle's like, what? It's me, Garcelle. She's like, oh God.
Guys, go on TikTok. Go and find the Kathy Hilton live with Kyle and Morgan. And they get nervous. When she says, I've been hanging out with Morgan all day.
Really getting to know her.
There was something very bizarre. She's like,
we've got a secret.
Yeah. No. And it's almost like someone like in Kathy's camp talked.
Oh, wouldn't be surprised. When, like, Erica's publicist accidentally like sold a story kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I also said, is the source the streets of Beverly Hills in this town of 90210 where Kyle is from? I don't know if you guys knew. Kyle's from Beverly Hills, born and raised. Was it Boy George?
No.
Was it Teddy Mellencamp's father, John Cougar Mellencamp?
They're both in like kind of the country sing.
Do you think that maybe Hilton Highland is getting the last laugh and they're the source? You take our realtors, we'll take your life. Morgan Wade herself?
No.
Was she pulling kind of a Raquel? Like Raquel at the end. Wanted it to be known, you know? Was it the she source of Kevin Lee who party planned their white party this year at SoFi Stadium? Was it him?
No.
Was it Kimo Sabe and they were trying Lisa Rinna's friend Kendall Jenner's tequila and talked a little too much? This is Mary's, which made me laugh. Was it Kim's chicken salad? Quack, quack. Cluck, cluck. God tell you something. No quacks. I apologize. That is a duck. Was it the Maloof hoof?
That was the ugliest photo I've ever seen.
Did you like I put at the bottom. No, right. This is not the actual Maloof hoof, which is literally a horse as a shoe. And then finally, was it Sandy's stash in order to take the heat off of him?
He wish he knew this info.
If you're the source, tell me. We'll keep it a secret. And we'll just share it with each other and anyone who's on this. There's nobody.
It will come out. It will come out.
Just tell us. Just tell us. I need to know what the group chat outside of Kyle is. Like, what's Dorit saying? What is Erica saying? What's Rinna saying? Is Denise getting the last laugh here? Like, oh, remember when you tried to out me with Brandy? I'll get you back.
I mean,
Karma is the boyfriend. Karma is the guy.
Yeah. Shall we take a quick little break and then we can come back and talk some Orange County?
Yes.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Whey products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight. Everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus, it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies, and my other pairs have to all go because Me Undies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay. Hey. I don't care. I love this season of Orange County.
We're still in Montana, guys. The ladies are at the dude ranch.
We're still in the saloon with the outfits, and we're still talking about IMDb. It's the, I believe it's like something like the International Movie Database, okay? Database, DB.
Wait, that's what it really, I never really thought what it,
I don't know what the IMM are, but the DB is definitely database.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's look up what IMDb stands for. I'm curious now. Never really thought about it.
But database, DB. Let's see. IMDb.
The first thing that comes up for me is IMDb, signs of a psychopath.
Because you're saying psychopath. Let's listen to you. Oh, Internet Movie Database. I said international. Okay. Whatever. Close enough.
Okay.
It's the Internet Movie Database.
But yeah, Taylor is like, I really, Heather, like, I don't want to make this a big thing. You know, I want to be your friend. And
none of them seem to be connecting. They all seem to be connecting that it's Tamara the issue, but yet none of them seem to also realize it's Tamara that's the issue.
I also feel like Heather doesn't want to have an issue with Tamara. Like, she's being smart. She's like, well, did you say anything about me that was mean? Like, and oh Tamara's God, like,
your IMBD is impressive.
She's like, absolutely not. You know, I didn't do anything shady or dismissive. That's not my style. Like, no.
And like Taylor's like, well, she said like your acting career was like in the 1900s. She's like, no. Flashback.
I know. Flashback. I mean, Tamara is playing both sides. Let's just say that. But it's fun to watch.
I mean, here's the thing is like before, because I feel like I don't love what she's doing with Jen. Okay. I don't love what Tamara is doing with Jen. We'll get there. I know. But like when it's talking about like this stupid thing of like IMDb and Heather's acting career, this is like kind of funny to me.
Also, I feel like Tamara's number one concern right now is Shannon Bedore. She's just like, I want to be friends with you again. I love you. Up.
I doubled like, down. I thought I could take you on and you did not react the way I thought you were going to react. And so now we got to be friends.
I mean, they're straddling each other on the stairs. They're throwing gummy bears at each other.
They're taking 8 shots of tequila together.
They and the did thing do is, a lot.
You had mentioned this before too, though, but you were like Shannon's like, but I also like love this. Like, this is like my most fun. Like I had the most fun with Tamara when like, you know, she didn't want to like forgive her, but she also was like, but she was so fun.
I feel like we're really watching like their friendship romance come back together. And even when they
can't
they're
talk
on
about
the
show, that's the problem is like when she's like, you know, I needed you kind of thing. Like they can't like she can't say on the show, which I wish they would let them. But like I got fired. I was pissed. You didn't return my calls because I was fired because you were worried about your stat. Like they kind of, you know, try to like go around it where I wish that they would just say in the beginning, like if Tamara just said, I was fucking jealous that you didn't get fired.
Yeah,
and I
would be
a rampage.
Yeah. I mean, because they have this like come to Jesus moment on the bed the next day, too. And like, just, you know, I wanted to be heard and I shouldn't have talked to the press. And then they both really took ownership of the demise of the friendship.
That was big of Shannon, to be honest.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
This is the thing. I think people like when it's like they realize Tamara is the problem, but they don't want to confront Tamara because they don't want to take that on because they know that Tamara can somehow get people to rally against that person. So they're always trying to like Emily has her number, right? Emily is basically like, oh, Tamara, she drives the bus. She reverses the bus. She drives over you. She like, you know, is giving this whole analogy of like driving of Tamara just driving you over with a bus, right? It's like, yeah, so everybody
and then
knows.
She'll burn the bus so that you can't trace it back to her.
And she's not wrong.
Well, also, so basically if you give Tamara 3 drinks, she'll tell you anything you want her to because she has been holding in this secret. Like she likes Jen, but she's also ready to throw her under the bus, literally. And she's like, so do you guys like notice how Jen's like super insecure? She always puts herself down and she's like, well, it's because Ryan cheated on her. And then they're like, wait, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, he's the town whore. It's
and
just Shan- like
and Shannon's like the town whore. Like Shannon's like, I've never heard of this guy in my entire life. And I'm like, what town? Because that was that Cut Fitness was in an industrial park somewhere. And I don't believe it was Ladera Heights where you were living, nor do I think it was like in Newport. Like, I need to know which town he's the town whore of.
Well,
and
I'm going to
move
Taylor,
there immediately.
I do think Orange County is small. I think everyone kind of knew, like, you know, in certain areas. Like, if you're totally. From Huntington, if you're from, I don't know.
Yeah, like
the
they have
areas.
Like Corona Del Mar is very seen. Like they have the same place that they go to in Newport and in Newport Coast, the Bay. Like, yes, I know that they're like,
I know
these like certain like areas that
the Quiet Woman is Balboa Cafe. Balboa Cafe is the Quiet Woman. Mm-hmm. You go there to be seen. You're going to run into multiple people. I get it. Mm-hmm. And I do think that Ryan, I think it's super funny that she has never told this to Eddie, that he pointed at me and said, I'm going to fuck her. Watch
Who
me.
Who did he say this to?
Well, I think it. I also, we are still unclear about the timeline because
she's like, he said that. And then 2 months later, he was dating Jen. I was like, so was Jen standing behind you perhaps when he pointed? And I'm like, and are you like jealous that Jen is with Ryan and not you?
I know. It
is
was
there
very
any
strange.
Good Ryan on the Bravo networks, by the way? We've got Ryan from last year. We've got this Ryan. We've got Tamara's creepy ass son, Ryan, who watched one episode of Yellowstone and now is a ranch manager, which Tamara's wanted to do her entire life. My entire life, I've wanted to own a ranch. I'm like, oh, really, Tammy Sue?
Oh, really? What did you think about Ryan not turning on the lights for his FaceTime call? Also,
where is he, Shady McShaderson?
Isn't Montana like an hour ahead?
At least. That's what I was trying to wonder. I was like, did they stay up really late?
I know.
Or like, is he not paying his bills?
No, I think there was someone in the bed. That's why.
Don't answer the FaceTime.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty risky. You wouldn't be that dumb, right?
No, but maybe, I don't know. Something's going on. Like, here, like, I don't like Ryan, and he seems to be a very big plot point here. But it seems, I think there's something that is happening with him and Jen. And I feel like Jen already knows all of this stuff. Jen already knows that he's like not great. And I think she already knows he's cheated on her, whether it was a Ross and Rachel break situation. I like that we can do Friends references in Bravo now. But like, there's something I feel like she doesn't care.
No, they're like obsessed. All the women, though, are like obsessed with him. And yes. It's like she's already made her, it would be different. I feel like it would be very different if they knew she was having this affair. She's like giving up on her relationship with her husband. Like, and you're kind of like trying to convince your friend, like, this isn't the guy to do this with. Like, stay with Will. She already did it. And this is the journey she's chosen. And you don't really have a say in it. You know? What?
None of these women outside of Tamara, even though I mean, Gina. You need to go to a therapist and figure out why you're more mad at Jen for what she did to her marriage than your ex-husband who you're trying to help get felonies off of his record, who did this to you. And all I'm thinking is like, Gina, you literally got a DUI while you were a housewife. What if they kept bringing that up, just being like, the drunk driving, Gina, the drunk driving, it affects me so much. What would Gina do in that situation? Because the fact that she's made Jen's whole relationship with Will, Ryan, infidelity, whatever, about her is wild.
It's so bizarre and embarrassing.
Seek
and
help.
Heather gave her like great advice this great week. Advice. I love how Heather was like, this is not a Travis moment. Like,
stop calling him to tell him your problems from your past relationship. He's not your brother.
I know. He's not your therapist either, you know?
And then she fucking still does it next week. It's like, Gina, stop. She's saving you from yourself.
I know. It's like she's sabotaging.
100. Well, she.
But maybe I think there's some people that like never get over that, you know?
It was traumatic and everything that Gina went through. She had a rough time. Like there was a lot that happened to her, but it's also
we saw her hair during that time. We could tell it was bad.
The hair was a cry for help, but it's like, Gina, you want, like, if you want your boyfriend of however many years to propose to you, continually harping on things that happened to you in your past relationship is not how you get a ring. Spoken from someone who doesn't have one either.
But I don't even know. I mean, I think last season she wanted the ring from him. I wonder if she wants the ring this season. I don't know. Maybe her mind's changed. Maybe
she has a lot of different focus because now she's on her sober journey too. And I think like
she has the real estate business.
What business?
She's getting her real estate license.
Right, right. I'm asking what business because after watching,
I wouldn't be surprised if she already passed. I hope she passed. I hope we see it at the end of the season.
Better than.
But I also,
I've been getting so many Cara Gala or whatever her skincare line is. So many ads for it recently. And I'm like, still not going to buy it. You are wasting your cents on me.
I didn't think that was actually real and still happening.
I would never be buying this. Why are you putting ad spend behind it? I mean, I know you are because you're on TV right now. I get it. But
What Jen says to her, though, like, this doesn't define who I am. And it's like not my job to make you feel better about it. So
like I go to sleep really feeling great every morning or every night.
But I do. And then I was like, then they were saying like Tamara is definitely going around, though, and saying you have a strange relationship. So just letting you know that.
Well, and I actually really like Jen. Again, you come on this show. So here's the thing. Warning, if any potential people for like if you live in Orange County right now and you have like what seems like a picture perfect life and you're thinking about maybe going on Orange County, the Real Housewives, do not befriend Tamara. If Tamara brings you on the show, you are going down. We're yelling timber. Okay.
She's ruthless.
Down. She has no alliance to anyone. We've seen it. Like she's literally going to turn Shannon against Heather.
Yes, completely.
So like Tamara should have zero friends.
Yeah,
like,
but
like
they're like
less
sisters.
Than one friend.
Tamara and Shannon are sisters. The sister I never wanted.
Did you notice how Tamara, for all the activities, like, always picked to be in Shannon's group?
Yes. She's like, okay, so I know we're staying in this house together, so I'm going to shake it up. Heather, get out of here. Taylor, you could come over here. And then for the sleeping in the tents, too, she did it again. Also next to Shannon.
I know.
And I'm like, if I'm Heather, I'm like, oh, fuck. But you could even see when there's, like, the three of them and they were doing the gummy bears thing, like, that Tamara was trying to, you know, get together with Shannon. And Heather was like, I'll clean the gummy bears. And when she said, Shannon, you want to take another shot? Heather's like, I'm not going to bed yet. I am not going to bed yet. You guys are going to talk shit to me. I'm not going to have the shot either. Although they focused on her glass at one point, and I was like, are we supposed to think that something happened to the glass?
I think it was champagne.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, it was like a weird focus that I was like, oh, so we're just, what are we supposed to do with this focus here? But Heather, I'm worried for you because I'm liking you this season, and I'm worried.
I'm surprised she doesn't bring glam. Fight.
I don't think she needs to.
Oh, she didn't. I'm just like, it just seems like something she would do.
The OC girls, though, are pretty good about not doing glam in general.
I was obsessed with Tamara's hair the day that she's on the bed with Shannon, like when they're super hungover. And like, God bless Shannon for waking up and making, I don't know what she made.
She had she had eyelashes in her hair, a weave piece falling out, and she still managed to make a delicious scramble.
They must have, like, had to get them IVs or something. I feel like they had to get them something back.
Maybe they had morning recovery. Let me segue you in, Mary.
Guys, go to morelabs.com/TJG and get your morning recovery to feel fresh as a daisy after a night of drinking. Or maybe you're a day drinker. You can use it, too. I like to put it on my bedside table. Morning recovery, sugar free. They also have the liquid focus, which if you want to get some chores done, you chug that thing and you will be buzzing around your house, mopping the floors. Go to morelabs.com/TJG and get 20% off. It's my tried and true. It's been with me for years now. Years.
It's a staple for Mary. My favorite thing is, you guys, honestly, it felt like she read that just now, and that is straight from memory. And let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Okay. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Okay. You really cracked me up there. You really were cracking me up there. Okay. So let's
Where's my stock? More labs.
Okay. So then they get ready, you know, and they're being real cowgirls and they have to split into three groups. And I'm going to tell you which group I wanted to be in. None group. Zero group. I don't want to shovel shit. I don't want to put a saddle on a horse. Do you like horseback riding?
I do. I would have wanted to. I wouldn't have done the shoveling shit part, but I think it's good. I think it's important to know how to like clean the horses and like help them with their hooves and brush them.
I didn't really see any of that. I saw them just kind of ride. Even Gina's horse was like, get the fuck off of me.
Horses are very, it's a good form of therapy, and horse therapy. It's very relaxing. So I don't love horseback riding.
I got bucked off when I was a child. And so that's, you know, always been a thing for me. Also, I just feel weird riding a horse.
I love it. I thrive.
I'm proud of you for that. And also, I'm like, do I want to drive a tractor and pick up a bale of hay?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't want to do that at all. You know what I want to do? I want to be next to a babbling brook drinking some mimosas.
I would actually want to do the cooking class that they got to do later. Learn sure. about the trout.
I'm like, give us a below deck with those women.
I was also
Their
laughing.
Commentary so, was so funny. Go ahead.
So hard with, they're like, oh, bison. I'm like, you guys eat chicken and cow. What's the difference?
Oh, well.
They sell bison at Costco. Bison.
Have you had bison jerky?
I've had bison burgers. I've made bison burgers at my house.
Well, I don't
during
know
the pandemic when you couldn't like find like ground meat. I'd buy bison. You couldn't find it. It's a true story. They're delicious.
Well, I don't know if you know what Orange County is full of, but it's hypocrites. So right. this whole thing's tracks. But then I'm just thinking like, okay, these dude ranch things, like I don't want this. I don't want the glamping. If Tamara told me to pack a bag for an overnight and you're telling me you're sticking me in a tent, I don't want to be in a tent. Okay. That's for the Vanderpump Rules kids. I'm a housewife. Don't put me in a glamping. I don't want it.
I don't think they actually Xanax sleep
for
in
it,
there.
Lydia.
I don't think they actually sleep in there. And I noticed inside those tents that were already put up for them that they had cots.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're like glamping in that sense, but like, I don't want it.
I mean, if you have the house right there, why would you want it?
Literally, like, yeah. It's cold. I don't need to be next to some. I like my own space. Like, it's not funny. Tamara, go take your weirdo son and move out there and get off camera, okay? Like, we don't need to watch.
I don't think anyone actually. I'll be curious if we get the morning scene.
Well, okay. I do. Shanna would do it, but she would, like, hilarious hijinks would ensue. It's like her talking to Taylor, and they're having I'm skipping ahead, but
no,
like,
it's fine.
When they're talking, and Shanna just kind of, like, looks at the camera, like, where she's like, I can't get out of these pants. Like, oh my God, I'm going to pee my pants. And Taylor and her are having like a legit conversation while Taylor's trying to get her out. And then she goes all Oklahoma on her ass, just grabs a knife and slices that belt buckle right off. And I was like, Taylor.
I would definitely say that Shannon Bedore has peed herself multiple times in her adult life. And if not sober, you know,
multiple times a year. Multiple times.
Like in her white jeans. In her white jeans.
I would say Shannon Bedore pees her pants at least once a month. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I actually would go higher. I think it's like 1.5 times a month. But I think like sometimes she laughs herself into a pee.
Sure. There could be many reasons. A laughing. Yeah.
Like
pee,
I don't think she's like a passed out drunk peeing. Like I think she's like a giddy. No, that probably accounts for like three or four of them. But I mean, right. Like a lot of them are like, you know, just hilarious hijinks ensue. She couldn't make it.
Like a giggle monster.
Yeah, like Archie. She's a pool peer too. She and Archie go in the pool and then she pees a little in the pool.
I mean, come on. Who's not a pool peer?
No, that's, I know. I'm just saying.
Don't deny that.
She's a pool peer.
Also, she's the type of person that, like, she's at the Quiet Woman. She's had four Belvedere sodas with lemon. Mm-hmm. And She doesn't realize how bad she had to pee. Mm-hmm. There's a line at the Quiet Woman.
Oh God, the line is the worst. She can't go in the men's because there's two men at the urinal. She can't go in there.
So she's begging people to cut in the line and says she'll buy them a drink if she lets
100% them. You don't understand. Yeah, I'm going to pee.
Do you see my white pants? If I pee through the white pants, everybody will know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you know what?
That's just a normal Saturday at the Quiet Woman.
9 times out of 10, she gets to that front of the line. But there's always that one fucking time. And it comes out a little. But thank God it's when she's wearing her regular jeans that night, because you can't tell as bad. And then it's like her friend gives her a sweatshirt to tie around her waist. And she still stays. She doesn't go home. She still stays. Because you know what?
John, I need your sweater.
This party doesn't stop just because a little pee came out. John, I drank enough that it is. That pee is clear anyways, because I am hydrated.
Oh, God.
Hydrated.
Wait. Okay. I also was cackling because Emily this week is saying that her daughter is feral, and you have been saying that Emily is feral. I literally fucking died.
She is feral.
Also, it was kind of funny to me. She had like that giant Diet Coke. Like, I just imagine she looks flawless right now. She looks so good. Really good. Like, admitted to the liposuction and Ozempic. I mean, it did her right. I think she looks fantastic and she's feeling herself, so good for her. Annabelle in the modeling career, I don't know how well it's going to go for her. I just feel like...
I think what we really need, though, is Shane back to the vault. Give us Shane's TV show. It's on Cox Communications Channel 3.
I can't believe they didn't give us like any kind of snippet, a picture. We got to see Emily's like belly button piercing.
When Emily was like, I was a model, and then they did the flashbacks, and I was like, is this like when people say that they're models on Instagram?
It was like JCPenney's. Sears?
No, it wasn't. No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like these were.
She did it in law school. So I know she went to that law school in San Diego.
You think that they were really feet pictures, though? She's a foot model, and it's her foot fetishes is OnlyFans before OnlyFans is a thing.
It would have been harder to get recognized back then. I mean,
for your feet
in the pipelines, you know.
Yeah.
More niche market.
I don't for feet.
Yeah, I think it would have been harder times.
Well, she's feral, so I feel like it was just like she did have a niche audience, so they paid well. She is feral. That whole family is feral.
I love Shane. I think they're cute.
That little dork. Give us the show.
There's something there with him. He would like be funny as he should do a panel at BravoCon.
I would love that.
Also, we're available for a panel too.
We could host that one too.
Yeah, let us know.
You know, I just think that there's opportunities. I think there's opportunities. Who would you want? Like, I feel like for like a Bravo panel that featured husbands, like they're always like New Jersey is the first that they go. But I want like an eclectic group of husbands. I want like a Shane. You could give me a PK. Like, you know, just the ones that are like kind of funny, but like, you know, they're not always like the top dogs, the desired ones.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, I think like give me like a Jeremy Locke from Dallas.
Ooh, he's desirable, though.
No. I guess I mean in the sense of like, no, wait. I mean in the sense of like the not the you're desirable, saying the
personality.
Yeah, like the ones that they would always gravitate towards.
Right. Like you're always going to get like the Franks and
yeah, you get
the Joey Gorgas.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
New York. I mean, I'm thinking old New York. There's not even a husband that could do it.
Well, maybe this new cast.
Maybe.
Maybe Jussel's husband could be one.
Maybe.
He'd have a lot to say. I mean, Miami. Who's on Miami?
Todd.
Yep.
Todd could be kind of
I was going to say, you could give me Todd on both Atlanta and Miami. I just think that there would be some very funny moments that would come out from it.
I agree.
You know, and I think like Shane, besides his Cox Communications television show, like, did you have, like, when you were in high school, you had like morning announcements or whatever?
Yes.
And like it would be like aired live. I feel like Shane would host that.
Wait, you would like got to see it on TV too?
Yeah, we had it. So like, it was like Thursday, every Thursday or Friday or something. It was live.
Okay. Wow. Shane,
yeah. I did it sometimes.
That's cool.
Yeah. But Shane seems like he'd be a good school news anchor.
Yeah, I could see that for him.
Here's the latest. And he just deadpan. And then he'd ask you out on GChat.
I often think about their relationship.
Yeah.
Like how they never slept together before they got married. And
still want the
post on GChat. It's pretty miraculous they stayed together this long.
I love it. I think that they're great. I'm going to be honest too. I think this episode could have used a little more Emily in it.
Well, it makes it hard when you couldn't go on the trip.
Well, right. But then she was like, oh, it was just a false positive. And I was like, false positives. I remember false negatives with COVID testing.
I feel like I had one on that PCR.
I think you had COVID.
No, the first time I had it.
The first time you had COVID.
I don't think I had it.
Okay, I guess no, you had Emily.
Remember when I had it in like the February and then the next day I took a PCR test and it was negative and I never felt sick and I would have never known. And I was holding my friend's baby and I got a call from my school.
Okay. Mary, what is time fun anymore? What is time anymore?
I don't think that one counted.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, she's just so pissed because she's like,
yeah, it's annoying. Yeah. If you feel good and you can't go.
You missed the trip. And I think she was kind of, she can't
watch Tamara saying, well, you know what, Jen, I'm resentful of you because Ryan walked into my gym and said, I'm going to fuck her. And I just think that is so disgusting. And my husband doesn't even know. And now I have to tell him when I get home.
And you know what? I kind of would have fucked him if I wasn't married.
And then Taylor's like, and you know, you also are saying this because you don't want to hurt Jen.
Yeah, she was like, you don't, because she's like, I don't want to tell you because I haven't told my husband. She's like, and you don't want to hurt Jen, right? And she's like, oh, I guess I've had a couple of drinks, so I should say that. And then I love when she's like, hey, Jen, you know Amanda H? Yeah, you know what she got? And I'm like, why at 45 are you on Snapchat? Like, not that it's age is just a number, but Snapchat just seems like a Gen Z thing.
I mean, clearly people are using it if you're actually sending dick pics.
Right. So you don't need to send dick pics even as a ha-ha. Because you know what? Not one woman is super excited to get a dick pic. What do you want me to do with that?
I don't know.
And then you're telling me it's not even hard. It's limp.
I mean,
what the hell am I supposed to do with that little thumb? Whoa, 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 whoa. No, you want that? You're giving me a limp dick? Well,
literally, Jen's also like, well, he like meant to send it to me.
He has four people he follows. His kid, me, and randomly Amanda H. No. Why is he following Amanda H on Snapchat?
Or Heather.
Whatever. Sorry.
I think it's Heather.
Whatever it is. I'm saying like, but why is he following her on Snapchat? That should be a red flag because Snapchat is to send dirty photos.
And he's literally doing it. And honestly, right in front of you, apparently, because...
No, it could be a mistake.
You quote unquote knew about it.
It could be a mistake. Okay. I don't doubt that it could be a mistake.
Of course, this dick pic was for you.
Yeah, it could have been a mistake. My thought still is why? And again, if you're sending to everyone and you follow one of your kids, did the kid get the dick pic?
And then it like kind of also bothered me too, though. Like Shannon was like, well, I'm just like wondering because she's basically jumped on Tamara's bandwagon. It's like,
no, I thought Shannon was actually defending her.
I felt like she was questioning it. Like, would you really walk away from a marriage? You'd only walk away if you knew you had a connection, but alluding to like, you clearly had been doing more with the man than besides getting a gift.
No, I thought Shannon was saying, if what Jen is saying, where they were together, he was giving her a gift, you haven't held hands, you have this emotional connection, but you don't know if it's like really there, that like, why would you risk it all in order to like ruin your family? Like, I think she was kind of saying like, and I think she's so far removed from it with David Bedore is like, I've also gone through it. Like, my husband literally cheated on me. Like, there was infidelity, and I'm so far removed and in such a better place in my life that I have this, like, I have a really unbiased way of looking at this, where she's saying, like, I wouldn't ruin my family if I didn't think that there was something there. And at that point, when he gave her the gift, she's like, this is it. Like, I have to do this. And do I think when they're like, you tore a family apart, I'm like, seems like everybody in her family is pretty well adjusted.
It is weird how they're so obsessed with this affair. It's almost like they know more.
I don't think they're even obsessed with it. I think it's Tamara trying to take Jen down, and then Gina being like, I need low-hanging fruit. Jen's the newest person. She's the only one I can go after right now that I can win against.
No, there's something. I think there's something more to the story. Well, they want her to actually say the timeline and that she did hook up with him, and then she had to tell her husband about it. They want her to admit that. But then they're also like,
they're also not denying it, because even when Gina's like, you know, the infidelity thing, like, Jen never says there was an infidelity.
Right.
You notice that? Like, she's like, I feel like at this point, she's kind of like, I'm trying to not embarrass Will on TV is what it is. I'm on this show now. I don't want to embarrass Will on TV. So, like, Will knows what's going on. I've told him and that kind of thing. But I don't need to relive this because Tamara didn't get to fuck Ryan.
I hope she comes back at them next week and is like, you know what? We've talked about me and Ryan enough. I'm happy. I'm secure in my relationship. You're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
I don't know, because Ryan sounds like he's about to do what no house husband has ever successfully done, and that is meddle in the women's business.
Right. He's going to stand up for his woman.
Yes. And look,
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it because I'm just this season is just like so silly to me. It's just like so silly.
It's very like kind of like a throwback.
Yes. It feels like old school Housewives here, where it's like relatively petty. I think I like Jen. Like, Jen's likable enough that I'm like, I'm still rooting for her. Tamara's still not likable enough that you're still like, Tamara's up to her old antics. Like, she hasn't changed. But it's not as vitriolic as it used to be when she was towards the end of her seasons. And I think it's actually kind of good to have a Tamara season without a Vicky season.
I agree.
Because when the three of them, it's hard with three. And that's why Heather's feeling
that. Someone's always left out, you know? And I love when Tamara threw the gummy bears at Heather, it was like, I'm not going to throw one. I'm going to throw 20. Catch one, bitch. And she, you can tell she loathes her.
Because here's the problem with Heather, too. Again, I'm really enjoying her this season. But Tamara and Shannon and Vicky all hung out. They hang out outside of the show. Whereas Heather
on 4th of July, it was they were all in a booth together. Not for 4th, maybe July 3rd, but it was Tamara, Shannon, Vicky, and Taylor, I think.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Yeah, Taylor was with them. Yeah, because I think it was like a picture of Shannon and Taylor, maybe. And I was like, oh, okay. Taylor's changing her. Like, the alliances are all changing over here. But I'm like, Heather, her problem is, and it's like the same thing, like when Gina wasn't hanging out with her, I'm like, you can't just come on for the show and expect to have a partner in crime.
Right.
You have to put the work in on the off season. And Heather, to me, is like, this is a job. None of you, Shannon, your first season, you were actually kind of on my level, but you're so neurotic. And I felt a little threatened by you that instead of pairing up with you, I tried to take you down. And I have a word for a medical term for you, David, and it's penis. Remember when he said that? I was like, Terry, shut up.
We need to rewatch just like the first season with Shannon.
Ah, I love it. I mean, Shannon's just, I'm sorry, she is the ultimate housewife for me.
Say the truth.
I just love Shannon so much. She's just, yeah, Shannon's my number one housewife. I'll say it. I know she's my favorite.
In her Spanx with the pee hole.
She gives me everything.
Pee in her white pants.
She's a pee-pee head. Pee-pee head. Pee-pee thread. Bravo's on. Guys, I don't know if you guys have downloaded Threads yet. Just released today by Instagram. It's very fun.
Okay. It's like the new Twitter.
Yes. And I posted, we're on there at Two Judgy Girls, and I did a Lisa Barlow meme for our first one. It was like, I'm physically shaking, but I changed it to I'm physically threading.
So you'll just like, I'm going to do a thread, like a tweet, a thread.
Yeah.
A thread is equivalent to tweet.
Yeah. So but people are very fucking funny on that already. I have been giggling.
How did they come up with thread? Like just a thread of messages, I guess. A thread.
We'll have to. You know what? You can at Zuck on that one.
I'll ask Mark.
Yeah, just ask
him. He lives in my city, so I'll just go knock on his
door.
Just go to
Mark, do you Zuckerberg, want to teach
Zuckerberg
your kids?
Hospital?
Do you want me to teach your kids?
Perfect. I think that's perfect.
But I'd only like to work 3 days a week.
Well, you might have to workshop that one. Anything else, Mary?
No. So we'll be back next
week. We'll be back next week. And then we will be kind of on our vacation because there's a lot of travel that's happening. Mostly me, and I'm going to apologize on that. But don't worry, we got you covered. I know we asked, but we got something for you. We'll talk about it a little bit next week. But I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. And you know what? The U.S. Women's National Team is heading to New Zealand and Australia for the World Cup. And their send-off game is this Sunday. I just want everyone to root for them.
Woo! USA.
Going for a three-peat of winning their third World Cup in a row.
Wow.
Wow.
They really like don't get the notoriety.
I know. So I'm just, I just want to throw it out there. You have a couple of days. They're playing a send-off friendly against Wales, and then they're heading to Australia, New Zealand. I think it's going to be a fun summer.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. All right. On that note.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mary. Bye.